Good morning. I'm Jim Dewey with View from the Tractor, brought to you by Compeer Financial. Coming up, Ag in the Classroom.
No one works harder to help you achieve your goals.
We know how challenging and rewarding farming and this way of life can be.
You won't find financial experts with more ag knowledge and deeper rural roots. We grew up here, and many of us are farm kids through and through. So whether you have 1 acre or 1,000.
Whether you're building a house or a legacy.
Your friends, family, and neighbors at Compeer Financial have your back.
And we're ready to champion rural together.
Learn more at Compeer.com. Compeer Financial, Equal Credit Opportunity Lender.
School is back in session, and that means Robin Thompson is heading back into classrooms all over Adams County, helping students learn where their food comes from.
I've been back in the classroom for about 3 weeks now, educating students where the food comes from. Had a misconception the other day that brown cows give chocolate milk, so
they don't.
Kind of had to redirect the student and say no. All cows give white milk. You know, syrup is added to make it chocolate and strawberry flavored. So
what you're doing is really cool, because more and more kids today are not growing up on the farm. I remember when I was a kid, at least half of the kids in my class were from farm families, maybe more. And so it wasn't that big a deal to have somebody come into class and tell us, you know, how the food grew. We all knew. But nowadays, that is not the case.
Yeah. A lot of students, they think it comes from the store, and they don't realize the process that it gets to before it comes to the store, and what all the farmer has to do to grow, plant, or, you know, feed livestock.
Yeah, I would imagine even just seeing, you know, they drive from town to town and see all this stuff out in the fields, they have no idea how that's used, what it's used for.
No, and they don't realize all the different products that can be made from one piece of grain, you know, all the different entities that go into it.
How does it work for you? What grades are you talking to, and how do you approach them?
I can go anywhere in Adams County, and I'm not particular about grade levels. I do a variety from preschool all the way up to high school. I do it by teacher invitation. I do 4 classroom visits for a $25 donation to the program. That kind of helps with our grant money and helps kind of offset the cost of supplies. All my lessons are hands-on, so I bring in all my materials with me, and I try to make it a fun experience for the kids to have.
So do you generally then work just during the school year, or do programs year-round?
I do programs year-round. In the summertime, I do a lot. I've been to the YMCA, been to the CROC. I have done some programs for daycares. We always have a tent out to the Adams County Fair. It's free for the kids to come in and do all kinds of activities that relate back to agriculture. So I work year-round.
This is Robin Thompson. She is the Ag in the Classroom Coordinator for Adams County. And if you would like more information or maybe donate to the cause, call the University of Illinois Extension Office in Quincy. That is The View from the Tractor. For all of your crop financing needs, see Jessica Carlin at Compeer Financial. I'm Jim Dewey.